We end today with a riddle of sorts. A man with roots in Sierra Leone, but who is born and grows up in the U.S. If he creates music that also has roots in the sounds of Sierra Leone, is it still cultural appropriation? Even if a legendary Sierra Leonean roots musician gladly collaborates with him. The duo I'm talking about is DJ Chief Boima, and accompanying him from Freetown, Sierra Leone, Sori Kondi. Sori is blind and plays a thumb piano called the Kondi.
What's happening? He's playing in my village.
In his village.
That's Sori Kondi talking about where he plays Kondi back home, and DJ Chief Boima is translating from Sierra Leonean Creole.
So he started in his village and then he moved to Freetown, and when he was in Freetown he was a street performer and he would travel around the country to different cities like Makeni, Kenema, and he would play, perform for people in public.
Together, DJ Chief Boima and Sori Kondi are known as Kondi Band. It's a millennial teaming up with an elder statesman. It's electronic 21st century music meeting acoustic traditional. And yeah, it really works.
Baby, hey, baby. Baby, hey, baby. Hey, baby, hey, baby. Hey, baby, hey, baby. That's it, that's your service.
When I first started working with the sounds that we recorded, you know, I just laid down a beat. The records are really just him playing, very little editing on the Kondi. Some of it is sequencing, but, you know, he's live. It's unbelievable how fast his thumbs move. So he's definitely able to fit into what we're doing. But to me, it's logical in the looping. It's logical in the building of layers and the building of volume on top of different sounds.
Yeah, I hear that in the music. It feels very organic and very cool, like down-tempo sounds you'd hear at a really hip after party. I'm imagining a lot of hipsters are listening, but do they know this music has its roots in Detroit and Milwaukee and in some really cool West African musical culture?
I hope so. I think there's been other debates about this kind of stuff. I hope we can provide, our own perspective on that.
It's funny because I know that, Boima, you got into a kind of a furor a few years ago with DJ Diplo over cultural appropriation. Do you feel as a Sierra Leonean who's grown up in the United States that there's a bit of cultural appropriation going on here?
Culture to me is something that's very malleable. And I think that... I think a lot of people try to say certain culture that comes from certain places is this one thing or this other thing. But I know that Freetown, the culture is a mix of all parts of the world, from the Caribbean and its foundings in Freetown, with, you know, to the diverse ethnicities and nationalities that live there today. So the culture in Freetown is just as cosmopolitan as any of my experiences are. And I think really what, for me, the difference is that, and what I'm trying to wrestle with is the more kind of material issues between, Sori and I. You know, his reality and my reality are very different. And so, you know, when we're touring, moving around the city is very different. He's never been to Europe. Things like riding trains are new in what I experience. So just trying to be aware of those type of issues, I think, is more important for us right now.
Do you think we'll see you and Sori Kondi and the Kondi Band over on the dance charts anytime soon? That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I hope so. Let's make it happen.
Happy to do our part. DJ Chief Boima of Kondi Band there. You also heard from Sori Kondi, who holds down the old world vibe in the music. We leave you today with more sounds from their new album, Salone. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios, I'm Marco Werman. I'll see you on the dance floor. I'll be the one with the thumb piano. Bella.
Kabangalehu, then a pedagogue. Get on, get a cabaya, and a wallet. I know.